Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. It can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive or motivational track to see successful guests. Promote yourself, masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and of course, you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, 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 everybody. It is Friday night, January the 27th, 2012, and of course, you're live in The Remix. Where else could you be? It's so good to have you guys in the house tonight. As we get ready to get into the share, you know, joining us in the forum tonight is going to be the Brother Wayne Chandler. Brother Wayne Chandler is going to be joining us tonight, and I'm so excited because we're also going to be giving away lots and lots and lots of gifts, courtesy of me, Miss Blue, and also Brother Wayne Chandler. So we have a lot of things in store tonight. I see the Remix family is getting themselves all set up over here in the chat room. So good to see you guys. Ooh, I don't know about you guys, but it's been a real pretty amazing week, real interesting week. A lot of energy going on out in the cosmos, a lot of things floating around. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone who's listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. It's so good to have you guys join us in the forum tonight. If you're listening on the phone, that is certainly fine to do. 646-652-2711 is the number to call, or even if you're listening here and you're in the chat room, if you don't know how to get there, let me go ahead and give you some directions so you can come on over and join us in the chat room. To get in the chat room, all you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, and the chat room is open. Click the button at the bottom, sign up, tell us who you are. We'd love to hear from you, see you there. Good to have everybody in the house. So good to have everyone in the house. If you didn't get a chance to listen to the show that we did last week, I definitely want to encourage you to go back and download Sunday shows as well as Friday show. Brother Panic also was joining us last week on Friday as well, and then I did a show about all of that sacral energy that's going on around in the cosmos at this time that we are. We're in that time of really what we'll be talking about tonight, life force energy and spiritual alchemy, how to begin to raise that energy within yourself. Of course, we know Brother Wayne Chandler is a master at that, and he's definitely going to be here to show us this as well. So just want to tell you guys to, enjoy yourself for joining us. Got the wrong person, sorry. Just want you guys to join us in the chat room. It's good to have you here. We're going to be doing some things to raise some energies as well. And glad to see you guys in the house. Sorry I said that. Yes, Brother Wayne Chandler is joining us here live tonight. We're going to be talking about all of those things of life force energy and spiritual alchemy as we get into the share. Don't forget to download. Download. If you miss any of the remix shows, I just got hit up by Dominica. Going to give her a big shout out there. She's been digging into those archives on the remix, and many of you have too. A lot of you that I spoke to this week in sessions, you told me all about the show, some of your favorite shows, and I have a lot more things planned for you as well, so a lot of goodies to come as well. Good to see everyone in the house. We're going to get started. First, as we get ready to get started, we're going to kind of raise the energy just a little bit here. So I want you guys to get yourself in position so that we can begin to do this as well, get into that energy. So here we go. What we're going to do is we're going to do a little bit of dancing. Yeah, I think that's what we'll do, just to kind of get the energy where it needs to be, raised up just a little bit here, as we get ready to receive Brother Wayne Chandler and the message that he has to deliver to us tonight, share with us tonight. So everybody, there you go. I know it's been a long day for a lot of you. It's been a long day for me as well, too. An amazing day. Go ahead and stand up no matter where you are. And we're going to dance. I'm going to ask the sisters, we're going to kind of come out front, and we're going to dance a little bit first. And then, of course, you know, feel free, grab a partner, brothers. Just, you know, grab your lady that's next to you. If she's not next to you, you know, just go ahead and get yourself next to her, and you're going to dance with us. But we're going to kind of usher this energy in and just begin to move our bodies. You know, moving your body is one of those easy ways that you can begin to bring things into alignment. It's one of the quickest and the fastest ways that you can do that. And definitely when you get yourself working with each other, that's an excellent way to do it as well. So here we go. Everybody ready to move. Everybody ready to get themselves up. And we're going to get right into it right after this. What? And you guys know what? How about? How about? How about the board is going crazy? How about that's not the song? So, we're going to get the song and we're going to jam to it. And we're just going to continue. I know you guys are just such good sports. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. Either way, what we do, but, you know, just a lot of energy going on. You know, we had our first full moon that just recently happened. So, you know, it's a lot of that energy that's out there too, you know. So, woo, that was funny. I know, I love that song too, you guys, but that's not what we're going to be jamming to. We're not jamming to that. Since we're not jamming to that, we are going to get ourselves ready because we're going to jam to this song. I mean, I worked kind of pretty hard to get this song tonight, and I think it's perfect for what we're doing here tonight. So we're definitely going to jamming to that, and we're going to do it in the right way. Until that gets ready, we're going to just sit back, chill a little bit. Brother Wayne Chandler is going to be coming on too, and then we'll get to that. So we'll probably play about two songs to get us in that mode, just to kind of get us in that energy and raise it up a little bit. So we'll listen to a little bit of this, dance to this. Tonight, we're going to be jamming twice, okay? So here we go.
Like
everyone. So there you go, a little serpentine energy as we get ready to get into the share with Brother Wayne Chandler, who's going to be joining us here tonight. Of course, you know, he is the author of Ancient Future. That's one of his notable works that have been known and recognized all over the world, along with all of the other energy work that he does. And we're going to be talking about so much here tonight, so definitely tune yourselves in. We're going to bring Brother Wayne Chandler on so we can begin to talk about life force and spiritual alchemy, which is really just a combination. I sort of titled the show like that because it's a lot of the energy that Brother Wayne Chandler deals with. So he's going to be sharing that with us tonight. We have lots of giveaways, you guys. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call for the remix. And we'll get into some Q&As, and we'll be able to do that a little later in the show. Now, let's go ahead and welcome Brother Wayne Chandler as he joins us in the forum tonight. Peace and greetings, Brother Chandler.
Blessings, sisters. Beautiful. I'm glad to be on your program again.
Yes. It's so good to have you here. So good for you to come and join us here tonight. I know you're doing a lot. You have so much that's going on now. You have trips that are going on. You're teaching classes and, you know, working on new projects. So I want to give you this opportunity as we begin to open up to share, because everybody wants to know what you're up to, and definitely how to connect with you as well.
Sure. Well, right now I'm in the Bay Area. I have a workshop in San Francisco tomorrow. It's a two-day workshop, and looking forward to that. Should be pretty powerful. And then I'm doing my Jamaica retreat, my annual Jamaica retreat, you know, which is the 18th of February, and that's a seven-day retreat. And that, too, is going to be extremely powerful.
Yes, yes, yes. Beautiful, beautiful. And so, you guys, you definitely know that there's ways that you can reach out to Brother Wayne Chandler to connect with him. For those of you who are on Facebook, definitely you want to go on Facebook under Wayne Chandler. You'll find him there. You'll see his picture there. You'll see Wayne. So you'll know it's him as well. And you can also connect with him through my page. If you can't find him, I'll send you the link so you can definitely get in touch with Brother Wayne Chandler as well. So let's get ready to get into the share. I know you have new projects that you're working on and things that you're doing. We talked about the trip in Jamaica. By the way, it's not too late. Is it too late for anybody who's interested in still going at this time?
No, not at all. You know, they can go to my Facebook page. I have it posted there, all of the information. But they can also email me at Phoenix, Phoenix, the number 9, Rising, RISING, at hotmail.com. Or they can give me a call at area code 216-491-4708.
Okay, there you go, you guys. So definitely you want to connect with that. I know we have some listeners that live in Jamaica, the Remix family. This would be a great opportunity. You'd be right there on your homeland to connect with Brother Wayne Chandler. And some of you who may want to take a trip, this is a great time for you to do that. So many people who have taken this trip and been there that have listened to the show have come back and told what a life-changing experience it's been for them. What are some of the things you can expect that want to go on this trip? What are some of the things that gets done?
Well, you know, one of the things, you know, my focus, you know, is really about what I feel is considered authentic personal transformation.
Yes.
The name of the trip is called, or the retreat is The Alchemy of Inner Empowerment. And so it really deals with authentic means and ways to actually, you know, activate certain transcendental centers, power centers, if you will, within the human body. It's how we're designed to activate those centers and allow people to, like, have direct contact with them, and then to pretty much begin to allow those centers to influence their reality by applying different degrees of intention to them, of which all of they are taught, you know, how to do during the course of the workshop. I mean, some of the things, for example, just to if I can just read you a couple of testimonials, I guess, for lack of a better word.
Sure. Right. Yeah.
Like this one brother, this is a workshop I did in Baltimore, and one of the techniques that I did, this brother, he wrote me, he said, Brother Chandler, I've been doing the sounds, you know, which are healing sounds for the organs. He said, I've been doing the sounds and movements since I participated in your workshop in Bmore on the 24th of April. It has significantly helped my disposition and the way I relate to my environment. Also, the kidney packing is amazing. I experienced the surge of energy you talked about on several occasions. It was very profound. It initially scared me, but I did not buy into the fear. I give thanks for your teachings. You know, so, I mean, this brother, you know, he definitely went through some pretty profound shifts and changes, you know, just in his personal world, you know. Another one is talking about, you know, because some of the practices that I teach folks really deals with a true, authentic means of transforming who and what they are. So this is one of my students. This is a sister. She wrote me and she said, good morning. She said, I called you last night after my practices because they were so intense. Obviously, I missed the call, particularly my kidney packing. It's been a whole new level since I started the ovarian breathing, which is one of the practices I teach the women, you know, in terms of just fortifying, you know, their life force, you know, from the inside out. She goes on, she says, I wanted to discuss the nature of the energy during the practices. I remember when the genital breathing would knock me out practically. Now I feel the energy moving and pulsating, but it has stabilized within my energy circuits. With the kidney packing last night, I felt it in my third eye, which has happened before, but maybe not quite as intensely. This time I also felt it at the bottom of my feet, which was new. I think that is an acupuncture point for the kidneys. Well, anyway, I felt like I was just about to explode and go off somewhere as I was doing it. It was really intense. It felt so very, very good. I almost did not want to stop. Have a most wonderful day. You know, so these are just some of the, you know, like letters that I get, emails that I get from like some of the students that I've worked with in various, you know, locations. You know, around the country and outside of the country, you know. So, the design, like, for example, the kidney packing, because, you know, the listeners have heard that term mentioned twice now in both of these emails that I read. The kidney packing, one of the features of the kidney packing is to directly activate and open the third eye, the ajna chakra, you know.
Right.
And, I mean, that's just one of the things that people learn on the retreats. I mean, there are so many different aspects, you know, of just holism that we embrace on these seven-day retreats that when people leave, they're completely renewed. And they have a true sense of what self-empowerment really entails. Because at the bottom of it all, it's about how you can move into your everyday reality and shift and change that so that it suits you and reflects your own design of your own intention.
Yes. Right. Yes. So true. And that's wonderful. That's beautiful. You know, everyone in the room is definitely echoing that. I want you to, if you could, talk to us a little bit and kind of incorporate for someone who may not be familiar with this type of work of really being able to get into the alchemy, you know, of dealing with self-transformation in the way that you do. Give a little bit of background history on that. How did that come about for you? Share a little bit about that with the listeners, if you could.
Sure. I mean, I began my journey, you know, many, many years ago, really probably like in 1970 with yoga. You know, I began studying yoga in 1970, and the deeper I got into it, it's really profound at this particular time in the journey of yoga in the Western culture, because back then, you know, yoga was something altogether different than it is today. You know, back then it was a true eight-limbed science, you know, so you had many different aspects that accompanied not just the physical postures, you know, but those various elements that really led themselves into, like, moving you into more transcendental places within the core of who and what you were. And a lot of that has really fallen by the wayside in these days and time, you know. I find yoga to be more of a physical practice now than one that really is about, you know, transcendental undertakings. But back then, you know, the postures were only to create a certain level of suppleness in the body to prepare, you know, the body for the raising of the kundalini. Or as you were, like, playing the song, the serpentine fire.
Yes.
You know, and that's and those were our support mechanisms, you know, like earth, wind, and fire, you know, because that was the consciousness of that time.
Yes.
You know, it was about
right.
you know, information, you know, and that information was moving into the culture, you know, in a variety of different modes and modalities, you know, through the music, you know, through books, through teachings, you know, just writings on the walls, you know. I mean, you would see it everywhere to remind you that you were something greater than what you were being told you were, you know. So my journey began, you know, really at that particular time, and I just kept building on that. And when I began working with Dr. Ivan Van Sertima, you know, and writing to that brother, you know, my focus was ancient civilizations. And the deeper I got into these ancient civilizations, you know, created, you know, conceptualized in pure divinity through the genius of our folks, you know, I began to see that the civilization itself was just an outpouring of a very powerful design that was a divine design that resided within the core of their own being, you know. And so as they began to create, all they could create was greatness, because that's who and what they were.
Yeah.
So that led me to want to explore, you know, these various practices and teachings that were like locked into the very infrastructure of their cultural design, you know, philosophically, spiritual science, you know. And the deeper I got into it, the more I wanted to learn, because I began to see the impact of these different practices on my own being, you know, my consciousness. You know, the way I explored my reality now, you know, so that was the beginning of my journey. You know, my journey was like really moving up and out, you know, to explore greater levels of awareness.
Right. That's beautiful. A fantastic story. Beautiful. And I know it's still unfolding every single day. And that's what I love so much about, you know, just like you said, the place and time is just, it's to continue to evolve yourself, to continue to learn. We're in 2012 now, and it's a lot of things that has been said, I'm sure, and I'm sure everybody has their philosophies about what this time means. What does it mean to you to be in 2012 and the work that you're doing? Why is it, do you feel it's more important now than ever that we begin to really embrace these type of practices?
I feel that the work is more important now than ever, but what's very fascinating about this particular time is that I feel an amazing amount of fear during this particular time. It's like everybody has been pushed to a place where there's just very deep immobility. You know, it's almost like people are just kind of standing on the outside of this whole experience, looking in to see exactly what's going to transpire. And because of that, they're so distracted by what they've been taught, taught about 2012, that they're not taking initiative to move forward and actually just make the best of this year, because it's all about energy. It's about energy.
It is.
So more so than any other time, they have an ability to like really acquire like these like voluminous amounts of energy, of force, you know, and utilize that in their everyday life to begin to make their life what they want it to be, even if that is to push them out of survival mode, you know, to, you know, just move them beyond the constructs of fear, you know, and other types of distractions, you know, that culturally, you know, we're, we're put upon on a daily basis.
So true. So let's talk about that. One of the things that I've noticed, and I want to get sort of get your insight on this too, it is a lot of people who are acting and responding out of fear. We're living in a time now, like you said, where really we're in that fight or flight mode constantly. We're faced with it on some level, whether if not on the physical level, somewhere on an internal level, we're at that stage. And also, we're at the stage, too, where it's a lot of sexual energy that's going on. Everybody wants to raise Kundalini energy, and they want to raise it for so many different reasons. I know that you do it for personal transformation, and that's a lot what your work is about. So I want to talk about that because that's what the listeners wanted to know. They want to talk about that, and they want to talk about how that impacts the body. So if you could sort of kind of take us on a small journey through the body and talk about some of these meridians or these pressure points or where it's important to begin to focus some of the energy or understand the energy that's in our bodies that are being activated at this time.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very good question, you know. Energy is pouring onto the planet at this moment. It has been pouring onto the planet for quite some time. It really began to get very intense, I would think, like probably about 6 years ago. And at that particular time, the focus was, you know, energetically how our DNA was being impacted and influenced, you know. So there were many people, you know, who, if they were doing specific types of practices, they were actually magnetizing to themselves more of this energy, this quality of energy, and they were able to actually utilize this energy as a transformative mechanism within their own being. You know, so if you're not doing practices, you know, if you're not, if you don't know some of the keys, then the energy is still impacting you. But depending on how you're energetically patterned, how you're wired energetically, and how these vibrational frequencies play off of your DNA is going to depend on whether you absorb and digest and assimilate this energy or whether this energy is too intense for you as an individual at this time and begins to imbalance the circuitry, you know, of how you're wired, which will create various emotional disturbances, you know, and other types of physical disturbances, you know. So the need to do these types of practices now is even more important just for the sake of maintaining one's sanity, because right now, there's so much energy that's pouring onto the planet because of where we are in galactic space. You know, there's so much energy pouring onto the planet that if you haven't allowed yourself to be open and be a conduit to receive the level of vibrational frequency that's now being imparted, you're going to blow some fuses. And that's what's happening more and more, you know, out here in the world.
Yeah.
A lot of people are blowing a lot of fuses because you look around the world, you see that people are getting crazier and crazier and doing more and more insane things.
Yeah, so true, so true.
You know,
so true.
So, yeah, it's a very profound time, and I know that the sexual energy dynamic is very important, you know. But it, again, you want to make sure that you're getting you know the right information.
Yes.
It's always about the information.
It's always
about the information, because if you're not getting the correct information, then you're going to wind up doing much more damage to yourself than any type of good you could possibly imagine. You know, you know, one of the things that, and I'm going to pull up, one more testimonial. Well, I don't even want to call them testimonials. They're just basically emails that people have sent.
Yeah.
You know,
I guess the good thing to say is, you know, because they're really confirmations, they're reflections,
right?
A reflection of the work that you do and really that interpretation of it. So, yes, certainly share that with us.
Now, this is this comes from one of my students, and you know, she's been learning the practices that deal more with, you know, cultivating like a woman's, you know, sexual power.
Right.
And let me see. Okay, here we go. So this is an email that she sent, and she says, I was here writing and just so thankful to be writing and creating. I was thinking about the many deaths I had, and I'm so glad I chose to follow my spirit, because I was ultimately choosing life. Death is so enticing and subtle in this death-based culture, as you would phrase it. I was also thinking that I never really thought I would be a multi-orgasmic woman. As I have taken a moment to reflect on that, it's really huge. Just to have opened myself up sexually with the practices that you have taught is such a beautiful and divine thing. It is life-giving and creative and inspired, and it fuels so much of my deeper inner spirit. When you said yesterday that it was a microcosm of the larger macrocosm that I will awaken to even more and more as my practices continue, that felt so profound. Anyway, these are my thoughts for the day. You know, and I mean, I could go through a whole list of different, you know, emails like that, you know, from women, you know, that have started doing these practices and have literally transformed into a totally different kind of being.
Right, because it is, you know, really getting into that work. And I see questions, and I'm getting questions. Everybody wants to know about this and really how to begin to activate, you know, this particular area, or
what
really sort of, you know, because our sexual organs wake up the chi. It wakes up the life force energy.
Exactly. That's what, you know, when a woman becomes like truly, authentically multi-orgasmic, then that activates specific centers in the brain. You have certain circuits in the brain, primarily, you know, the fifth and the sixth brain circuit, that feeds directly, you know, into the pituitary and the pineal glands, which creates, when activated, creates a release of various types of substances, chemicals. You know, in the pineal is dimethyltryptamine, or what they call DMT, which is the activator and the stimulant to open and broaden consciousness. It's a true transcendental based chemical compound that allows one to move beyond this three-dimensional reality that we are a part of. You know,
right.
So sexual energy, when applied properly, you know, is one of the right. strongest gateways to transcendental consciousness.
Yes, it is. And really, more than any knowledge that you can read or anything that you can even sort of see, it really kind of gives you that experience, because you're doing it within yourself, like you said, going through that cosmic gateway. So let's talk about that. What is a good exercise? Somebody who wants to begin to get into this, I know it certainly requires more than just jumping in, but first let's talk about the mindset that you could go into this, someone who's interested in beginning to awaken their sexual chi. We can talk about the women first. And then we can talk about the men. And maybe just sort of kind of give us an example of an exercise that can be done. You know, it can be as simple as just, you know, sort of doing the PC muscle flex or getting into some of those things there, but something that you would teach your students or some of the things that they could learn through the workshop.
The first things that I teach with respect, you know, just to the moving and just the flow of conscious intent with respect, you know, to energy in the body, period, is breathing, conscious breathing. And there are various patterns, you know, of breath work that you can do, but there are only a couple that are, like, really based in a foundational expression that all other types of breath work are built off of. So I teach that base foundational breath work, and that creates the foundation of which other types of practices and techniques will be built upon. So the first thing I work with is conscious breathing, being aware of your breath. And when you come together, you know, to synchronize, just to synchronize the breath, that in itself, you know, for someone who doesn't know anything, is profoundly powerful.
Yes,
you know, to enter into Congress, sexual Congress, and just be in sync with each other's breathing mechanisms.
Right. And it is possible to achieve multiple orgasms through the breath, through the breathing.
Is.
Just through
it
the breathing,
is.
Through the breathing
it
alone. Yes,
it
beautiful.
Is.
Yeah.
And so the next piece you want to add to that is what's called Kachari Mudra. Now, Kachari Mudra is taking the tip of the tongue and connecting it to one of the three spots that run along the roof of the mouth. So when you're doing conscious, you know, very intensive breathing like that, and you're synchronizing your breath with your partner, and you have the tongue connected, then you're connecting these circuits. There's a circuit that runs from the perineum up the back of the body, around the front, and then back down the front body and connects again into the perineum, you know, which is, if for people that don't know where the perineum is, if you take your finger and you put it between either the scrotum and the anus, or the end of the vaginal area and the anus, that little indentation there, that is where the perineum is.
A little soft spot.
It's a little soft spot. You know, full of all kinds of nerve plexus. Yeah.
So beautiful. So the breathing, can you give us an example of that, of the breathing, so the listeners who may not be familiar can just sort of hear the tonality of it and the sound of it?
Sure, yeah. There are two types of breathing that you can work with. One is what's called wave breathing, Vaz breathing, the complete breath, because it engages the entire lung. So you're using the full structural capacity of the lung to, like, pull in as much oxygen as you possibly can, and that is diffused into the body. The other technique is a technique that is done just using the lower abdomen, and in breathing only into the lower abdomen, you're only engaging the lower portion of the lung. But this is a technique that's used primarily to generate energy in the body and move energy in the body. So this is a very good technique to use, like when you're in, a sexual situation with your significant other, you know, and you want
right.
to generate more life force between the two of you.
Right.
So you would connect the tongue, and then you would just very slowly, you would want to do a 7-to-1 breathing count. So you would inhale. Hold one, and then exhale 7. Hold one, inhale. Hold one, exhale. And that would be a good technique to begin with.
Yes, beautiful. Thank you. Yes. Okay. Yes, beautiful, beautiful. So that's one of the techniques to begin to do after that.
Yeah, for those who really have no background, I mean, that's a really great place to begin. You know, I mean, if you really want to begin building and moving, circulating energy, you know, that's a very good technique to do. Because one of the things, you know, before you can really get into profoundly engaging one another in transcendental, you know, sex,
right.
that you must first, you know, master that to some degree on your own. And I'm not even going to say master it, but just become somewhat accomplished because,
right.
Once you acquire the process and you're familiar and you're comfortable with the process on your own,
right.
then you can step outside and move with somebody else, you know, because the intensity
right.
that they're going to bring to the table is going to be an extra added intensity to whatever it was you were feeling when you were doing it by yourself, you know.
Because we have to first do it with ourselves. So
exactly.
beautifully, yes.
Exactly. You know, I mean, men, you know, I so many of my students, you know, my female students, you know, they meet so many brothers that are always talking about, yeah, well, I'm down with Tantra. And I'm like, yeah, right. You know, because it takes
yes.
work. You know, it takes a lot of work
yeah.
to train
yeah.
the body to become something other than what it is. And so when you
what
open these various conduits within the body, you must actually transform elements of yourself, and you become something other than what you were culturally designed to
That's
be.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You know, and very, mm-hmm. very few people have that ability, you know, to step into that, you know, environment.
That's right. It takes a lot of intestinal fortitude, brothers.
it does. But we talk a good game, though. I mean, the brothers be talking. Yeah, baby, I can do it. You know, I got my chi popping, and, you know, I'm like, yeah, don't go for it, you know. But he said he could all night. He said, I'm like, don't go for it. I'm going to tell you, this, one of my students, you know, I'm not putting any names out there, so it's cool. So one
right,
of my students,
right.
you know, I mean, she's telling me she's met this brother, and he's down with, you know, the sexual practices. And I'm like, don't go for it. She's been celibate for 2 years.
She's
been celibate. So she feels that she's met this brother who says he's really on it. I'm like,
you ready?
Don't go for it. I'm telling you, he doesn't know anything. Don't go for it. Oh, yeah, I can, like, and then I just, oh, yeah. And I'm like, okay. So 2 years, she breaks, you know, her pattern, engages with this brother 5 minutes. 5 minutes. You can't even measure the degree that she was, like, pissed.
Yes.
You know, 5 minutes. And then she said he had the audacity to turn over and go to sleep.
Oh, wow. Too much energy for him coming at one time. It was just way too much energy. So let's talk about that. Do you think for women, and I want everyone to hear you say this, for women, that really when it comes to sort of kind of getting into this work, that we sort of kind of have, I don't want to say an advantage, but somewhat of an advantage to being able to sort of kind of have that stamina naturally?
Well, as a historian, you know, because mm-hmm. I worked and wrote for, you know, Dr. Ivan Van Sertima for 10 years. And that
right.
allowed me to move very deeply into my area of expertise, which were Asian civilizations and the African influence in those civilizations. And I can say
right.
without a shadow of a doubt, because I did the research historically, mm-hmm. women created
yes.
the sexual practices.
There it is. You guys heard it, Brother Wayne Chandler. I know they know that, but I just had to say that. Yes, yes. And it's a beautiful
yeah.
thing. It's a beautiful thing.
I mean,
it
sexually,
is.
You know, women are between 7 to 11 times stronger than men. And if men don't cultivate some degree of internal cultivation and discipline, yeah, I mean, they're never going to come to task, ever.
Right, ever. Right. So if that's the case, because this is something that I get from a lot of the sisters and just in the sessions and just women, us talking, why do so many women have problems achieving orgasms?
Energetic blockages.
Mm-hmm.
One of the
yeah.
things, I mean, and some of it is physical, you know, some of it is
right.
Psychological
yeah.
and cultural.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot of things that are put upon us, you know, that really act as emotional blockages, which really move very deeply into, like, the inner framework of how we're designed sexually. And
right.
it's all energy, and it gets in the way. So one of the things that women want to do, that's why I teach, two of the first things that I began teaching all of my female students, first is the breast massage, which regulates the amount of blood that's released every month, you know, so that they're not bleeding
yeah.
5, 6, 7, 8 days, you know, because
yeah.
blood in a woman is literally the life force, you know, that's what the body
right.
uses to convert into pure life energy or chi, just as
yes.
it uses semen, you know, to in a man. So
right.
the first thing I teach is to just regulate that, take it down, you know, to a bare minimum, you know, like maybe 1.5 days, 2 days of bleeding, because the toxicity of our reality culturally is still upon us, and you need at least 1.5 to 2 days just to release those toxins that you accumulate every month. You know, so I take it to 1.5, 2 days, and then the next thing I begin teaching them is, you know, just the ovarian breathing, you know, just
yeah.
to move through a place where you're now absorbing and pulling energy into the whole reproductive compound so that you have
right.
life force moving throughout all of the of the reproductive and sexual organs, because that's
right.
something that so many women just do not have. And when you
right.
don't have energy moving and flowing in that particular area of your body, then that makes you very susceptible to all types of myomas or fibroids
yes.
and other types of
that's
cells
right.
and growths.
Yes, it becomes a dumping ground.
It does.
And so for any negative
exactly.
emotion, it just finds its way there. Yeah, so
exactly.
true, so true. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So beautiful. Now, the other question I want to say is we're such sexual people. Like you said, sex drives our whole society. You can't cut on the television. You can't look at a magazine. You can't go on Facebook. You can't go anywhere without this thing of this sexual energy. But why are so many people afraid to touch their own bodies?
That's a very, I mean, it's a profound insight and a great question, you know, because, yeah, we are, you know, because we live in a very externally based reality. So everything about us that we are, we experience in a very external manner. So it's much easier for us to extend away and outside of ourselves than to go in and begin to explore our own terrain and environment.
Yes. So definitely, everybody, you need to get more into touching yourself, because that's how you're going to know when you're connecting with someone else. But
yeah,
I think it is an exploration. Yes.
For real. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have all the different, I mean, that's like the base, you know, understanding. Now, in terms of the culture, you know, the various designs and the various distractions that are put in place to support that underlying reality are, you know, multifaceted. You know, you have, you know, religion. You know, you have the parents that, you know, perpetuate and move ideas from one generation to the next about how this should not happen or how that is properly done. You know, so you have a lot of different mechanisms that are in place, different cultural devices, you know, that are applied and employed. So you maintain a certain level of consciousness, and it makes it very difficult to step outside and away from that level of consciousness. But the base of that, when you look at the cultural design in terms of its essence, the cultural design is very external. And so it moves, as individuals, we move away from what we are. We don't move in to what we are. Everything is tangible and mundane.
Right. And so, and thank you for that. Thank you for that as well. I know we talked about the women and sort of, you know, the challenges of being able to have an orgasm, but it seems like the brothers are having way too many orgasms too fast. So what's going on with them?
Wow. I mean, does lack of control say anything? You know, I mean, there are a lot of different patterns that feed into creating, you know, the many second, you know, orgasmic release in men. Now, one of those is the fact that men in this culture are born into privilege, whether they're black, white, green, red, it doesn't matter. They're born into privilege. So the culture allows men to focus only on themselves in terms of being pleasure seekers. So their first focal point in terms of sexual interaction is, how can I get mine? You know, I want to feel good. And then if I can create some pleasure in the midst of me getting my pleasure, then, you know, it's all good. I can live with that. But if she doesn't, you know, get, you know, what she needs in this, you know, exchange, wow, that's just too bad. But I got to get mine. So that's one thing that goes on. The other thing is that emotionally, you know, we're so uptight and spent that that energy, again, sits in the lower chakras. You know, it sits in the lower portion of the body, and it creates a lot of angst, a lot of anxiety, you know, a lot of, you know, energy that really cannot be properly controlled and expressed. So sex is one of the best distractions that men use to just release this uncontrolled, you know, type of energy, you know, that basically build on daily. And it's one of the greatest distractions. And then the other thing, you know, like when you deal with men and just prostate cultivation, You know, because men have very weak prostates, especially black men have very weak prostates. You know, there is an enzyme that's manufactured in the body called TIMP-1, and black men have been found to have 20 times the amount of this, you know, enzyme, which deteriorates, you know, the actual tissue or fabric of the prostate more than any other race of people on the planet. So what they have found is that if you don't stay on top of proper supplementation, if you don't know certain prostate exercises that you can do to build the prostate, from a very early age, black men's prostate are in a consistent stage of degeneration. And that's why black men are more susceptible to prostate removal and cancer, you know, than any other race of man on planet.
So
prostate maintenance is very important, and that controls your ejaculatory mechanism. The stronger your prostate is, the more control you will have over your ejaculation.
Right. I was actually reading something about prostate health in men, and I want to talk about this because I think it's an important discussion to have. And some of the reasons was because where I seen some statistics that they found, and of course we know they can say anything they need them to say, but it was about men not having enough sex that can impact the prostate. What's your thoughts on that and what you've seen?
Yeah, I think that that's, you know, the prime, you know, Western cultural model, you know, for sexual outlet and prostate malfunctioning, even though in the Western model they see it as a functional outlet as opposed to a malfunctional outlet. So whatever you get, you know, I've read that same report. Let me back up a minute. This is the rationale behind that.
Okay.
The rationale is that the more sex you have, then eventually the prostate becomes so depleted that, you know, the penis will not respond, you know, with a premature ejaculatory effect. But the prostate in the meantime is being worn down. The prostate is being debilitated, you know, to a place and a point where eventually it's going to completely destroy the overall mechanism or all the mechanisms that it, you know, supports and maintains during the sexual act.
Okay.
So what you want to do, you know, is not to adhere to any of those kind of reports because they're crazy. They're crazy. You know?
Right. Either way. Right.
But it's the way the West would deal with an issue like that, you know, because everything that we do more so than not is really kind of as backwards. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Oh, I was going to say, so tell, you know, because I'm getting PMs from brothers everywhere. So they're PMing me right now, but I want to know, what are some of the exercises that they can begin to do, like maybe one that they can begin to do to start to strengthen this particular area? And is it something that can be done during sort of the act of engaging, you know, maybe with your sexual partner that you can actually begin to do together?
This is what I do every morning, and I never miss a day.
All right, you guys, y'all hear this, right?
You want to, when you get up, you want to begin by getting in a very high horse stance. You know, the feet are about hip width apart, and you know the butt is tucked in. You want to have your hands in very loose fists, that are like right above the area that we call the qua or the inguinal fold. So it's like right about maybe an inch below where the waistline is. And you want to drop the chin, you know, slightly. It's not like you have to force the chin to the upper chest, but you just want to drop the chin slightly to create a lock there in the throat. You want to inhale, and then you want to squeeze the prostate, and you want to pump this. You want to pump it, and you want to try to pump it 99 times while holding your breath. And then you want to do at least 3 sets of that every morning. Now, I've been in workshops with martial artists and have taken them through this same routine. And there was one brother there who was a young brother, and he got to 66. Very few are going to get to 99 by on holding that one breath. But you want to keep working up to it. And the fact that you can even begin to do something like this will let you know exactly how strong your prostate is. So if you hold the breath and you begin pumping, because it engages what's called the pubococcygeal muscle, which wraps around your whole pelvic floor and your reproductive system, as well as the prostate, you know, when you squeeze that, you're activating, you know, they call it the chi muscle, you know, because it's connected to so many different aspects in and around the reproductive system, the sexual organs, and the pelvic floor. So when you begin to squeeze and pump that and strengthen it, you automatically begin to squeeze the prostate, and the prostate, it's like almost like it's in the palm of your hand, and it's just, you're just opening and closing. So you're squeezing the prostate, and in doing that, you're strengthening the prostate. You know, so if you get to a place where you're only able to do that 30 times, then that lets you know that your prostate is in dire need of attention.
Beautiful. Brothers taking notes. Great information. Yes. Yes, and you do that every morning?
I do it every morning. I don't miss a day. I do it every morning.
Wow. Oh, yes, you are definitely the man. Wow, that's beautiful. But, yeah, some needed information, like you said, you know, this is definitely to begin to get into that, something that brothers can do now and start to work on and get themselves into that. I know you have DVDs, and I know we're going to be giving away a total of 5 of them tonight. So I'm kind of excited about it. What are some of the things that those who will receive the gift tonight, what are some of the things that you share on the DVD? Let's talk about that.
Wow, depending on which DVD goes to whomever, I mean, it's a lot of information. I have a DVD on, it's called Time Bandits, and Time Bandits deals with 2012 and exactly, you know, what that's all about and how it's going to impact us, and what was the design of the Mayan calendar and what was its purpose. And it wasn't just the Mayan calendar, you know, it dealt with all of the calendars of the ancient world. They all were based on this same principle, you know, and this principle was, you know, to really lock us in terms of our humanity and keep us engaged into a much higher vibrational frequency. And so when you look at that, then you begin to understand the true authentic nature of who and what we are as fourth dimensional beings, because in essence, that's who and what we are. That's why we have the chakras in our body. That's why we have the different subtle bodies inside the physical body. That's why we have the meridians that run through the energy body, because we are fourth dimensional entities, but living in a three dimensional prison. And as long mm-hmm. as we, you know, stay apart and disconnected from doing things that will allow us to re-engage our fourth dimensional aspect and dynamics, then we'll always be at the whim of this three-dimensional construct. And therefore, creating our realities is going to be very, very difficult to do.
Mm. Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's what Time Bandits is about. And then another one would be called Soulful Unions. And Soulful Unions is really dealing with relationships. You know, it deals with, well, why don't relationships really work between men and women in this culture? So mm-hmm. often, you know, we have to, we look at these various talk programs and shows and, you know, they're talking about, you know, well, you know, this man did this or this woman did that. And if they did it differently, then et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But what no one ever looks at is the culture. Where do
right.
we get our ideas of relationship from? Where do we
right,
draw
right.
our ideas as to what constitutes a man? What constitutes a woman? And when that
right.
comes together in the mix, who draws up the various, you know, relationship dynamics that say this is how we need to be integrated? It comes
right.
from the culture.
Right.
So you have to go back to the culture and look at the culture and the cultural design as it relates to relationships. And if you do that, then you're looking at a patriarchal, male-driven cultural reality, which means that women always going to get less, not more.
Right, right.
You know?
Right, so true.
So
yeah.
you have to begin your journey into relationship mm-hmm. by dropping the cultural idea of what constitutes
what
a healthy
is.
Relationship.
Relationship, that's right.
Yeah.
Because what may
yeah.
work for, you know, what may work on TV may not work for you. May
no.
not work for you.
It, more it, times
it's
than
so
not.
So many different times.
It really isn't. You know, just.
Right.
And it's a deep design. It's a very
it
profoundly
is.
Deep design. So look at it
mm-hmm.
like this. In this culture, because it is patriarchal, which means, you know,
right.
it's male dominant.
Male dominant.
Yeah. So we're taught to really not you know, like really like women. We don't know that, but that's really what we're taught. And the way we're taught that
yeah.
is to denounce the various emotional aspects and characteristics that women, you know, move through the world in very significant ways, or these
yeah.
aspects or characteristics move through women in very significant ways. Those same aspects we've been taught to deny and to denounce within our own being sensitive, being emotional, you know, not
yes.
not really being connected. So when we have to, like, engage those types of characteristics, we've been taught that they're weak, you know, which makes
yeah.
us frail.
Yeah.
So whenever those mm-hmm. types of things come up, we have to, like, really, like, push them down, back down into
yeah.
the recesses of our soul, you know, so that they can never, ever be expressed because they denote weakness in our being,
yeah.
in our mind, in our consciousness, in our bodies. So
right.
that's the feminine element. Every man
yeah.
has an element of the feminine. Every woman
yeah.
has an element of the masculine. That's how we are divinely
that's
designed.
Right.
Now,
that's right.
for a man to have to denounce the feminine within himself and be taught culturally to hate that element.
Yeah.
If you hate that element within your own being, how can you possibly love it in someone else outside of you?
That's right. It is an underlying misogynistic attitude that a lot of the men, well, men are sort of taught. You're right. And it's hard to see. And vice versa. I think women, we've been forced to kind of embrace some of that. And maybe on some levels, and just from my own personal opinion, some women too much have embraced the masculine. You know, everything is about the do. No one wants to receive, you know, get into that energy of just being in that feminine energy, to be in the place of receiving. Because in order for you to really get into yourself and do sort of the work that you do, a lot of us do, you have to be able to receive. And that's pure feminine energy, to be the receiver.
It is. It really is, you know. And that's, I mean, women live in such a masculine-driven cultural reality today that they feel they must blend. In order to survive and maintain themselves, they have to blend and become aggressive and become more masculine. So they actually give up so much of their own inner femininity, you know, just at the expense of acquiring more masculinity so that they can compete in this cultural reality of ours. And the damage that they do to themselves, you know, is just insurmountable.
Right. So true. Love that.
So Soulful Unions deals with all of that and more.
Soulful Unions. You know what? Let me ask you a question, because someone brought up something really good. In Soulful Unions, do you talk about sort of how nature sort of reflects sort of our behaviors, not from a more of an ancient point of view? Like, I'll give you an example. Typically, it always seems like the brothers or the fellas are the ones who choose. But really, if we look at this from a nature point of view, it's usually the woman who chooses. But because we're in this society, and it's no longer just the West, because I deal with people all over the world and yourself as well, too, it's kind of like all of that energy has been pushed down. Do you go into that and talk about that dynamic as well?
I deal with that with respect to sacred geometry, because I get into what are the energetic infrastructures that are pulled together to create, you know, that which is identified as feminine energy, and what are those geometric patterns energetically that go into creating, you know, the expression of masculine energy, and exactly what does that look like when it comes together in the mix. So I deal with it from a geometric, perspective, dealing with sacred geometry, reflecting, you know, the Kemetic or the Egyptian laws of engagement.
Yes. Oh, wow. Oh, I think I may need to get that, too. Everybody's wanting that. People are PMing me. How can I win? Okay. How can I win? We'll start to take questions here in just a few moments. We are live in the remix with Brother Wayne Chandler. Brother Wayne Chandler, you guys, definitely, if you're not up on him, you definitely need to do your homework, and you need to start way, way back. Lots of projects that's out there. Your book, Ancient Future, that I think just about everybody is familiar with. They can purchase that by going to Amazon. Also, people are wanting to know, how can they get a list of all of the things that you offer and find out, maybe get on your mailing list for some of the workshops that you're having, or maybe host you to come do a workshop in different parts of the country and the world. So I want you to give that information out again, so everybody can get in touch with you and how to connect with everything that you're doing.
Sure. The easiest way, of course, is to call my number, which is area code 216-491-4708, and then my website is under construction right now. It's being worked on as we speak, but it should be up and in full blast in another week. And that will be www.waynebchandler.com. And then you can always email me at phoenix9rising, P-H-O-E-N-9-R-I-S-I-N-G IX, the number 9, Rising, RISING, at hotmail.com.
All right.
And then you can
Beautiful.
Always hit me on Facebook.
There you go. You can hit them up on Facebook. So I think this is a good time. Maybe we can pause right here and take some calls, take some questions, and maybe give away a couple of DVDs and see how that goes. What do you think?
Beautiful.
All right. So we're going to go to the phone lines, you guys. The phone lines are open. 646-652-2711 is the number to call to speak to Brother Wayne Chandler. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so I know that you're there and you have a question. We'll get right to you. So we're going to go to the caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 334. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace. Ms. Blue, can you hear me?
Yes, certainly can. Who's on the line,
right,
please?
Yes. Equality calling from Alabama.
Okay, Equality.
I had a question. My question is about, like you was talking about, the sexual energies. I've been feeling these energies for quite some time. I wasn't really sure what it was. And then I come to find out that maybe it's Kundalini energy. But my question is, these energies that I feel, when I'm about to ejaculate, maybe, you know, a few seconds before or something like that, it almost feels as though my crown chakra is being energized or opening up, or and I'm just trying to find out how that correlate with anything.
Sure, definitely. You have what's referred to as, we call it the microcosmic orbit, and that is a circuit. It's the circuit that I was speaking of earlier, that runs from the perineum and up to the crown and then back down the front channel and reconnects at the perineum again. So the thing with what you're feeling, you know, is basically the need for you to learn certain types of practices that can, instead of releasing that energy outside of your body, to take that energy and move it up into the area where, you know, you feel it resonating in the crown.
Okay. Because I was listening to another show and I heard somebody mention about ejaculation.
And yeah. Ejaculation is the first level of learning how to control your release. So basically the point that I was talking about, and Ms. Blue was talking about, the point where you take, you know, for you, it would be right between your scrotum and your anus. It's a little indentation there. If you take your finger and you push into that point, like a few seconds prior to ejaculation, it will prevent the ejaculatory process. The thing with ejaculation is that it has to be done, you know, correctly, or what will happen is that you'll still have a release and all of that semen will then go into the bladder.
Okay. So, I got a two-part question. One more part, brother. And that is, with that same energy that I'm saying that I feel, you know, as I'm ejaculating, before I experienced, I've been experiencing that energy for years, but it was not during an ejaculation. It's just different times, you know. It could be when I'm studying, it could be just different situations. So that, what is that particular energy that I feel around my head, and it kind of like tightens, you know? It's almost like a, I used to describe it as static on the TV.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
First of all, I would say this: you're sensitive to the planetary energies that are here.
Yes.
To begin repatterning,
like,
who
I feel
and what
them,
we
and
are.
I've never known what to do when it happens. You know, it's like I get it, and I just never know what to do when it happens.
Well, I'm going to tell you, this is what I want you to do. When the next time it happens, I want you to take the tip of your tongue and connect it to the roof of the mouth. Now, along the roof of the mouth are three points. There's one point. Now, you can identify these points by, if you take the tip of the tongue and very lightly, very gently run it along the ridge that runs along the roof. you're going to come right behind the front teeth. You're going to come to a very small, subtle indentation. If you go back a little bit further, you're going to come to another indentation. And then if you take the tip and the tongue and put it all the way back to where the hard palate and the soft palate meets, like where the hard, bony part of the roof of the mouth dips and then becomes like really soft and fleshy. Right in between those two textures is the third point. So if you can get the tongue all the way back there, you know, then you're really rocking, because that's the preferred point of the three. You know, but if you can't get it back there, that's fine. You can put it in any one of the other two points. Now, the next time you get that sensation, I want you to connect the tongue, and then I want you to get into just rhythmic breathing.
Sure.
You know, so instead of just like, you know, breathing the way you normally would breathe, I want you to like slow the breath and be conscious about how you're breathing with the tongue connected, and see exactly what happens.
Okay.
Oh yeah. You'll have an experience.
I appreciate it. I've been listening to this song for maybe 6 months, and up until then, I'll be honest with you, I mean, because I come from a Christian background, I thought that I was just going crazy with these different energies that I was feeling that nobody could explain to me, you know?
No, man, I appreciate it's the way you're put together.
No, you're not going crazy. You're not going crazy. I think that was a great question that you called in and asked. I think it's one. Definitely, Wayne, what do you want to give them? I think we should give them one. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely. Like one on you know, inner alchemy, you know, which deals with the practices, you know, deals with the healing sound.
Right. So what I'm gonna what I'll have you do is just email me at question for Blue, the number 4, Blue, at gmail.com. Let us know that you're the winner, and definitely put your area code and your name and information. Gather it all together, and then we'll send it to Brother Wayne Chandler so he can have that information. So thank you for calling in. Keep listening. Keep, you know, getting into that energy work. Don't forget to put the tongue back. You'll have fun. You'll have fun.
Thanks a lot. Y'all have a great time.
Okay.
You
take
too,
care, brother.
You. All right. So next, what we're going to do is go to the next caller calling in. It looks like calling from area code 954. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is X-Man.
Yes, you said your name is X-Man?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear
me? Have a question for... Yes, we certainly can. You have a question for Brother Wayne Chandler?
Well, I have to say that, wow, it's been, like, amazing, because it's been, like, 10 years since I've actually gotten back into the saddle of, you know, higher learning. And it's basically been because I really didn't actually have anybody that I can connect with. It's like I was on a remote island. And when I it wasn't an accident, it was designed that way. And I came back in contact through one of your programs, through Brother Panic. And
Okay.
The man.
And,
yes, Brother Panic, the man.
not knocking you, Mr. Chandler. I mean, the things that you're saying and I listen to tonight is like right on, you know, and it coincides with what Brother Panic was saying, and, you know, a lot of things that I have studied, you know, in the past and experiences, what I had experienced.
X-Man.
Yes?
Let me ask you a question. I just want to ask you a question because I want to make sure we get to everybody. We clicked on you, but did you have a question? Or it sounds like you're just really enjoying the show, and I want you to continue to do that. But do you have a question for Brother Wayne Chandler?
Why are some people, I guess, so to say, more successful in some relationships and others are not?
Oh, okay. Beautiful question. Beautiful question.
Yeah, a lot of that goes, I would say, with exactly what each individual is bringing to the table and how well they really comprehend, you know, the various attributes that person or those individuals are bringing. Because everything is about integration and how things blend, you know, how they mix, you know, how they come together, you know, in the mix. So what I have found is that if you've done a lot of work, for example, on yourself, and you have really removed a lot of the emotional and cultural debris, you know, that has really just kind of clogged up, you know, your mechanism that allows, you know, clarity, when you come into a relationship, you know, you have a lot more to offer and to give because you're seeing a lot clearer. And you're not really bringing a lot of stuff with you that you cannot identify, you know, as your stuff. You know exactly what's yours and you know exactly what's theirs. So often in relationships, you know, when we get into relationships, whose stuff is what becomes really indescript in the mix. And nobody really knows. You become a reflection of that person. That person becomes a reflection of you. And basically you're looking and mirroring each other because of all the different things that you're bringing to the relationship that's creating upheaval. You know, but nobody wants to own their stuff. So a lot of times when you look at relationships, mature relationships are because individuals identify, you know, their own issues, and they're able to work with those issues. And because they're able to work with their own specific issues, they're also able to help their partner because they know exactly what's theirs and what isn't.
Right.
Beautiful. And another thing, X-Men, for you to take this, and this was something Brother Wayne Chandler talked about at the beginning of the show and something I echo. A lot of times relationships are not successful because you don't have a relationship with yourself. And so sometimes when you get in a relationship with another person, if you have not come to understand who you are, what your own likes and dislikes are, times what happened is we're seeking something that we don't even know within ourselves. And so that energy, because everything is about the alchemy, everything is about the energy. That energy sends a message out. It can't be fooled by looks and clothes and pony strings and all these wonderful things we like to put on. It can't be fooled. And it's going to bring you that reflection of what you know yourself to be. So that's what Brother Wayne Chandler was saying to you, is that we become sort of that of each other. So a lot of times it's best that you start to build a good relationship with yourself and understand who you are, what you like, what you dislike, what things about you make you feel good, things that you enjoy doing, just really getting to know who you are. And then you'll be able to see a reflection, not an identical one, but see the reflection that is also going to be complementary to what you already are.
Okay, I mean, I can understand that. I've learned that lesson a long time ago, you know, and that's for someone else out there that might, you know, have the same question in mind and just didn't really actually know how to ask or bring it to mind. But I think that you guys are doing a great job and everything, and I'll let other listeners come in.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your question and calling in and being that reflection tonight. So blessings to you.
Okay. Mr. Chandler, I'll get in contact with you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you much.
All right.
Beautiful.
All right. So we're going to go to the next caller. We still have about an hour and 27 minutes left to show in the forum. We're going to go to the next caller calling in. It looks like from area code 540. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This y'all's boy, no thing, calling out a wrong note, Virginia. What's up, Miss Blue?
Greetings, no thang, greetings. You have a question for Brother Wayne Chandler tonight.
I do. Yes, I do. What's up, Brother Wayne Chandler?
Everything, my brother. How's it going?
Hey, ain't nothing too much over here. I'm over here chilling. About to ask you these good questions. I got two questions. The first one, I mean, I know a little bit about breeding or whatever, but I just want you to explain the health benefits from slow breeding and the retention breath.
Yeah, well, the retention breathing is based on the principle, what they call cessation of breath. And cessation of breath, you know, is about like believing that if you can slow the breath down and even stop the breath at various points at different periods of time, you prolong your life. And what was the other part of that question?
And the other part was the way I had another question too, but it was
you talked about two different types of breathing. One was
slow breathing and retention breath.
Yeah.
Slow.
Okay. So in retention, you know, that's the key. Slow breathing is really more of a breathing technique that kind of acclimates you, connects you to a much greater universal flow in reality, you know, because when you look at how we respire, how we breathe, you know, there's like a synchronicity that takes place between how the planets in our solar system move and how we in turn respire or breathe. And so when you breathe rhythmically, you know, you're talking about like actually connecting to those particular vibrational frequencies, engaging that, you know, and that's really what you want, you know. So conscious, full, methodical breathing in that way is very, very powerful. It's very profound. And, I mean, cessation of breath is something that one can do for specific causes or purposes, but just slow, controlled breathing is something that you want to, like, really do all of the time. And really, it's a meditation. You know, if you can move through the course of your daily life with conscious, controlled breathing, then that is, you have no idea how powerful that is and what depths that will begin to shift you into much higher, greater, more transcendental places within yourself. Because it is a very powerful meditation to be able to do that.
And while you was explaining that, I had something else came to mind. Is it doing out the day? Is it different breathing techniques we should be doing, like at work? Should we be doing a certain breathing technique, or if we're working out, or if we're just sitting back relaxing, or whatever? You know what I'm saying? Or sometimes we just let the breath do its own thing.
Yeah, I mean, you want to always you want to breathe in the natural way that you were born and designed to breathe. So, for example, you run across various teachers. They'll tell you to breathe, you know, from the upper lung. Other teachers will tell you to breathe from the lower lung. They'll say, well, this is the natural way to breathe. You got to use common sense. Now, the lung is based in three parts. It's a very large organ, and you want to utilize it. It was made by divine design to be able to hold a very large amount of oxygen and then disseminate that oxygen for healing purposes and energetic purposes throughout the entire body. So you want to be able to do a breathing technique or practice, you know, that engages the entire lung, which is really the way you were born breathing. You know, because of the way the culture is so disintegrated, you know, or non-integrated, compartmentalized, you know, we really lose the ability of correct breathing, and we begin to breathe in these shallow breathing techniques from the upper portion of the lung. When you breathe engaging the entire lung, you get 7 times the amount of oxygen into your body that you normally would get by breathing shallowly from the upper portion of the chest. And getting 7 times the amount of oxygen into your body's immune function bumps up 50 to 60%, and you have much more immune fighters in the body to, like, really neutralize all types of unwanted bacteria and viral infestations.
Okay.
No virus can live in a well-oxygenated system.
And before I leave, because I know I'm taking up a lot of time, can I ask this last question? The last question right here. Can we please hear the health benefits from having to know the science behind having sex and applying that science to sexual intercourse and the health benefits from it, the healing energy from it?
Yeah, the healing energy from sexual intercourse?
Yes.
Yeah. There are multitudes. You know, because
yeah, a lot of good stuff there.
Yeah, you take that energy. That energy is regenerative in its essence. You know, so when you don't lose that energy and you pull that energy, retain it, and then it's like, you know, recirculated throughout the body. It goes in to, like, you know, a restorative, you know, dynamic, which, you know, basically reinstates vitality in all the different organs and glands in your body, you know, and the more you do it, you know, if you can withhold, you know, the ejaculatory process in 10 times, you know, 10 times making love with your significant other and not having an ejaculation, that you are now on the way to immortality. You know, I mean, that's how powerful they look at that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You can talk about manifestation. Yeah.
Definitely.
That. Beautiful. Beautiful. Great question as well, too. We're going to continue to go. And that actually brings me to a question that we kind of talked about. And I want you to do this because you do it so well. And you're definitely one of the masters in this area, if not the master, to talk about organs and healing, which is good. And really how sound and tones and vibration work with sort of that yin and yang energy within our organs. And give us some examples of what those sounds are.
Yeah, well, the organs in our body, you know, and this is one of the things, I mean, that I really focus on. I mean, my level or system, I guess I could say, of healing, you know, dealing with the individual body begins with understanding the importance of the organs in the human body because we don't. We really don't have an understanding. You know, we really, for example, individuals, you know, that involve themselves in various physical activities, you know, from weightlifting to various types of competitive sports and just, you know, other types of competitions, you know, that require a certain level of maximum training, you know, to really be proficient at whatever it is that they're doing in those competitions. We have a tendency to look at those types of individuals, you know, as being at the top of their craft and therefore to really being distinct from everyone in a category of optimum health. And what we don't really understand, which is very important, you know, in this culture, you know, because we measure people like that as being, you know, the ideal example of what denotes optimal health, you know, great physical specimen.
Yeah.
But, you know, they don't live any longer than the regular person out here.
Than the regular person,
yeah.
And the couch potato.
So you have to look like, okay, well, what's wrong with this picture? You know, there's something wrong with the equation if they're doing all of this and they're still burning out at the end just like everybody else does. Now, the reason that happens is because as they build all of this incredible, exhaustive ability to be the best in whatever category it is that they find themselves in, they're pulling on the energy of all the organs in their internal body, which is allowing that proficiency to manifest itself. So by the time they get through their program and they're done, their organs are also done, because they haven't given any attention to reinstating the vitality that their organs released in order to allow them to maintain such a high level of accomplishment in their craft. So their organs are spent, and they don't know how to regenerate and rejuvenate them. And so that's why they pass at the same age as everybody else, with the same disorders, disruptions, and diseases, because it all begins within the body with the organs. The organs are the actual mechanisms which feed and fuel the outside physical body. All of the tendons, the muscles, you know, are all influenced by the energy that the organs disseminate to them. And if you don't know how to deal with reinstating the vitality in your organs when you're doing, like, physical exercise, it will eventually catch up to you. You know, the organs are very profound in that they are their own intelligences. They have their own consciousness to them. And they have three levels of responsibility. They have a physical level of responsibility to the body. They have an emotional responsibility, because all of the organs correspond to different emotional fields, high and low-based emotional fields. And the organs have a very spiritual responsibility to the human body. And these are the things that very few people, you know, really identify with or even aware of, to whatever degree that the organs have these levels of responsibility. You know, so, you know, when we talk about, you know, the organs, that's one of the first things that I deal with, you know, like on my retreats, you know, is how do you deal with managing the proper level of self-cultivation within the core body, so that the outside body that you identify with is going to be preserved and maintained. It can only be preserved and maintained through the maintenance of the organs in the inner body.
So true, so true, and so powerful. So can we hear sort of some of those sounds? Like, for instance, maybe we can take one of the yin, which is the lung, and maybe one of the yang, the large intestines, and talk about sort of the sound that is associated, or the tonality, and what does it do? What does it do?
Yeah, sure. Well, when we talk about the lung, it's very interesting. It's powerful, because when you work the lung, you know, you work the large intestine. So if the energy that you're working within the lung is balancing the lung out, then what will happen is that those meridians that run from the lung and connect into the large intestine will balance themselves out as well. So you can actually, like when you get congestion, like say constipation in the large intestine, that same quality is fed into the lung, you know. And you get congestion in the lung, and vice versa. When you get congestion in the lung, you have bouts with constipation. You know, so what you want to do is to know what type of energetic practices must be done to relieve those levels of constipation, or more specifically stated, congestion. So when you do specific types of, and this is the thing with the organs should be approached physically. They should be approached energetically, and they should be approached meditationally, you know, or transcendentally, you know, so that you're communicating with the organs in three different fashions because they extend themselves into three different realities, you know, within the human body. So
beautiful.
With respect to the lung, the lung deals with when you look at some of the they call the five levels, you know, and the five levels, you know, when you look at the lung energy, the lung energy is, you know, the controller of chi or prana. You know, and basically it nourishes the entire physical body, you know, through the acquisition and the dissemination of this life force or this chi or this prana. And all of this is done through the lungs. So the lungs are the official controller of chi, you know, or life force or prana that they receive. And then they convert that life force, which is cosmic base, into mind, body, chi, or prana. And all the organs in the body are dependent on this energy for their proper functioning.
Mm-hmm.
So the lung sound, there are two that you can use. The first aspect of the lung sound, and there are movements that go with these which activate the meridians that feed into the lung. But the first aspect of the lung sound is So that's like the first aspect. That's the most powerful aspect of the lung sound because that sound literally you can feel it vibrate down into the chest.
Yes, you can feel it. You can actually feel it, yes.
The other sound is for the lung is the following sound. So that's the other part, you know, because some people can't really get the so those that can't get, then I just take them right into the S sound.
The S sound, beautiful, beautiful. And let's go on. I want to do a couple more. Everybody's really loving this. So you guys, you know you got to go either join Brother Wayne Chandler in Jamaica or when he's doing one of his workshops. So you definitely want to hit him up and make sure that you come to one of the workshops so you can experience this live. Definitely will be something you won't forget. And it will be life-changing for sure. So everyone is just really loving this. Let's talk about the kidneys and the bladder, the yin and the yang there.
Okay. The kidneys are really deep. And as you know, because we started the show talking about like just kidney packing. The kidneys, you know, are profound. They have so many different functions in the human body, so many different responsibilities. So, for example, the kidneys are the container for all of your sexual chi. So the sexual energy of both sexes is contained within the kidney organ. So when the kidney is weak, the sexual function is going to be weak. Now, the kidney controls the water element in the body.
Right.
And one of the things that in this particular culture we don't drink enough of is water. 75% of the people in this particular country, America, are chronically dehydrated. So that impairs, you know, the kidney function tremendously, which in turn eventually is going to impair, you know, sexual responsiveness and ability. So the other thing that the kidney does, and you can see just through fetal development, when the fetus is being developed and the kidneys or really just the basic organs within the fetus begin to come into being and formation, when the kidney is being formed, it's like one lump of tissue, and then eventually you have a seam that occurs on the outside of this tissue mass, and that seam literally moves all the way around the circumference of the tissue mass, and eventually it deepens, and then the outside sloughs off and drops down and becomes the ovaries, you know, in women, and the testes in men. And it's suspended and connected to the kidney by these two very small strands, you know, of tissue called the ureters. So you see this connection between the kidney and our sexual organs, even in physical life, you know, today. The other responsibility that the kidneys have, you know, is you know, they're responsible, you know, in helping the formation of like marrow in the bones. So in the East, they're looked upon as being very significant in maintaining and stabilizing our whole skeletal structure because of that. Now, the kidneys also, you know, relate directly to, you know, one of the organs or senses, you know, which is the sense of hearing. So oftentimes when there's congestion, you know, in the kidney area, you know, you can also have, you know, like poor or impaired hearing, you know, in the ears. So the kidney responsibility, you know, is very far reaching, you know. So when you look at the kidney system in terms of like one of the five levels, you look at what I call the U level, and this is like the basic level that we find what's referred to as the life water, you know. And then the life water, or the controller of life water, you know, is the kidney energy system. And as I said earlier, you know, like all of the chi, you know, or what they refer to as pranic energy, is stored in the kidney along with the vital substances of both male and female. Now, the responsibility of the kidney on a physical level and a spiritual and energetic level is that it separates pure energy from waste matter and then uses this energy to govern the will of human beings to survive and to evolve. So that's its spiritual, energetic responsibility.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. Love it. We're still here. We're still right here. Everybody's loving this show. Really, they are. They are. Beautiful. And so is there a connection, and I don't know, I know you touched on the kidney mainly, but did we get to talk about the bladder and sort of the connection?
Yeah, well, the kidney works in unison with the bladder, you know, definitely.
Right.
That's one of the beautiful things about, like, all the organs work in conjunction with one another. And so too often we find ourselves, you know, in hospitals, in a crisis situation where doctors are telling you that, well, you don't need, you know, this kidney. You know, I mean, we can just take it out. You don't need your gallbladder. You don't need your appendix.
Right.
You don't need your tonsils. You know, I mean, it is amazing that these people so disconnected from the natural source of things, and you know, I have to say, from the divine, that they can feel that nature, God, the divine, has made mistakes in the design of the human body and has put a lot of stuff in there that the body don't need. It serves no function in their eyes. And you really don't need it. You could be better off without it. And so, you know, it's nothing for them to remove it. So, I mean, one of the really profound conditions within this culture is that as human beings in this culture, we are not familiar with our bodies. But we are very comfortable with allowing strangers to be familiar with our bodies and therefore dictate to us what we should do with our bodies. And we step lively to those suggestions.
So true. And, you know, even for women particularly, because it's also connected to the kidneys as well with the uterus, and just things of that nature as well, too. You know, just thinking that these are parts of the body that we don't use or they're very limited in their use and they only purpose. And
that's
looking
right
at them at one dimension. Yeah.
Yeah. Take it right out.
Yeah. Take it right out. So many.
Not
so many stars.
And
I. That's right. Tell you, you don't need it. You really don't need it anymore. So we can take that. So it's so true. So the sound, because I know one thing about the kidney, some of the negative emotions that's connected is fear, which is so, it's one of the strongest emotions there is. It's only love and fear. So, you know, wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's hear one of the healing sounds, if you can make that for us, for the kidney, the bladder, and I'm sure it will work with the uterus and the ovaries and all of those things of feminine energy women have as well, too.
Sure. The kidney sound is two-way, and it's pronounced... That's the sound for the kidney.
Wow. Very powerful. Very powerful. Can you do it one more time for us?
Sure.
Just one more time. One more time. Oh, wow. I'm loving it. Hmm. Beautiful, beautiful. A brother in the chat room said, no one man should have all that power.
Well, tell him to come on to the retreat, and I'll share it with
there
him.
There you go. he can get a little power, too. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. And so talk about the sound, Brother Wayne, and what it does to that particular area. Is it sort of like tuning, much like we think about sort of tuning our chakras or cleansing our auras?
It is a method of tuning. But what it does, negative, or what I call low base emotional fields,
mm-hmm.
negative emotions, generate unnecessary heat in the body. So the organs that they align themselves with or correlate to, when you're experiencing these negative emotional fields, you're absorbing them into the organ that they correspond to. So, for example,
right.
if you're being consistently inundated with fear, then that fear, you know, is registered by two small glands in the brain called the amygdala, but it's housed in the kidneys. So it goes
mm-hmm.
directly
yeah.
into the kidney where it's stored. If you're being put upon by anger in some, like a environmental situation like work or home, that anger is affecting the liver. And that's where
yeah.
that anger is going to be stored. It's going to be housed in the liver. So what the sounds do, around every organ in the body is a type of tissue or fascia that's called a cooling sac. The responsibility of this tissue is to block this excess heat that comes from these low base emotional fields. But if you are
right.
constantly in a situation where that emotional field is coming relentlessly, you know, in
right.
you, at you, then those cooling sacs become, like, filled very fast. And once they become saturated with that low base negative emotional field, that energy in the form of heat begins to penetrate directly into the organ, overheats the organ, and begins to disrupt its natural function. So what the
mm-hmm.
sounds do is they literally release that excess heat from the different organs of the body. And that's why I was saying how they must be addressed energetically, because that's the energetic method and means mm-hmm. of releasing negative, toxic vibrational frequencies out of the organs. And when
mm-hmm.
you do that, I'm going to tell you, this is what I've seen over the years. When people
right.
do that, they begin sweating. Everybody will begin sweating because of all this heat that's being released from their
right.
bodies. And they're wondering,
from their body.
Why am I sweating? You know, I'm just standing
okay.
here doing these silly sounds. I'm just standing here. And, you know, they're like, I'm standing in a pool of sweat. You know,
mm-hmm.
yeah, exactly. So you have that going on. And then, you know, the other thing that I've really noticed is that for us, for black people, see, we're
right.
very angry. So when it comes to
yeah.
doing the liver sound, our livers are so congested
yeah.
and imbalanced.
Right.
Now,
right.
the problem with that, the liver in men has 500 different basic functions. In women,
mm.
it has 900 different yeah. basic functions. I'm not even talking about how many thousands of functions you get when you combine those 500 and 900.
Right.
I'm not even talking about that. Just 500
right.
basic and 500 and 900 basic. So when the liver becomes impaired, it disrupts the entire mechanism of the human body.
Mm. Wow, powerful stuff. Good stuff there, definitely. If we can talk about one more, and then we're going to move on to questions, but I really want to address this issue of the heart, because that's big for us too. Really, the heart. I know it also has to do with the small intestine as well too, but if we can talk about sort of the sound for the heart and really how that releasal is just so necessary, particularly for us melanin people.
Yeah, the heart is, well, I mean, the heart is in alternative medicine, and especially Eastern medicine, the heart is considered the very root of life itself.
Yes.
And the heart energy is classified as the supreme controller with the responsibility of taking command and basically establishing life order within the human body.
Right.
Now, the heart receives energy from the liver and the gallbladder, and it carries that energy throughout the entire mind body.
Yes.
Now, based on the fact that we were just talking about anger and the liver,
yeah,
and how impaired most of our livers are, because it's very difficult for our folks to do the liver sound and to hold the liver sound. Very hard, very difficult, because we are so angry. So the way that plays on our heart energy, because the heart pulls energy from the liver and the gallbladder, and is impaired because if energy of a pure state is not forthcoming from the liver system, then the heart suffers and is more susceptible to disease. And that lowers the spiritual vibration of that individual. The heart works in conjunction with the small intestine, separating pure from impure, not just on a physical level, but an energetic and spiritual level as well.
Yes, so true.
The heart is the only organ in the human body that can transform all other low base negative emotional frequencies and lift them to a higher vibrational frequency.
Yes. The place where the physical and the spiritual world both meet, right there.
So the heart sound is the ha sound, and it is expressed like this.
Wow. Beautiful. Beautiful. Wow. Powerful. Beautiful. Yes. Beautiful. We're live, everyone, with Brother Wayne Chandler. We're good at this. Where else could this be much better? We are so glad to have you come back in the house tonight and share this amazing part of your journey with us and the work that you're doing all world. And I definitely would anybody out there to get in touch with Brother Wayne Chandler, get on one of those retreats. I know some of you are PMing me saying that you definitely want to go to Jamaica. Some of you are in Jamaica and you want to join that. That's going to be a great one. Got a lot of feedback retreat that was done last year, as well as some of the workshops that are going on. If you have different groups and different organizations, you know, hey, hit Brother Wayne Chandler up. As you can see, definitely it is information we need to know, and this is definitely the way for you to begin to get into this work, into this practice for yourself. So I love it. I love it. We're going to take some more calls as we continue. I see that, phone lines are lit up. So we have a lot of callers here. And we're going to go to the next call, calling in from area code 770. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue.
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on
Hi.
The line, please?
Hi, Miss Blue. This is on board in the chat room. And
okay, greetings on board.
Hello. Good evening, Dr. Chandler.
Good evening.
Hi. I had a question regarding something you mentioned earlier, and it was regarding breast massage to minimize menstrual cycle time. Could you go into more detail about that?
Yeah, there's a technique that can be done which lessens the bleeding during menstruation. And it's a technique that I teach my female students, because I believe, you know, it's one of the first things that as a woman you want to learn, because your blood is your life energy, is your life force. Now, across the board, blood is the life force of everyone, but
right.
with women, it's even more of a substantial, compound, because the body takes the blood of the woman and converts that into pure chi or pure life energy. And so the more of it that you lose, you know, that's basically, that loss is very similar and can be equated to the loss that men receive when they ejaculate semen from their bodies. You know, it is the essence of life for both sexes, semen for men, blood for women. So the technique that's done is actually simulating a energetic response within the breast that sends a signal to the body that the body is being prepped and prepared, you know, for breastfeeding. And so what happens when you're pregnant and you're about to breastfeed, you don't bleed, because all of that is moved into the nourishment and the production of the various fluids in the body and the milk that's given to your child. You know, so the thing that this particular technique does, it simulates that action within the body, and the body automatically begins to reduce, you know, the amount of blood that's being, you know, removed from it.
Right. Yeah. And, yeah, thank you. And thank you for calling in. I know, Brother Wayne, there is a book that you co-authored, Choosing Life, that kind of
right.
goes into, it's in that book, because I've actually done that, and it does work. Although, I must say, ladies, you know, hey, you know, getting the training face-to-face cannot compare to you trying to do it on your own. But definitely in the book Choosing Life, I know that you also did a collaboration between yourself and also the brother that's in Ohio, and right now his name escapes me.
Michael Frost, yeah.
There he is, Dr. Michael Frost, and he's been a guest on the show before, too, as well. So it's in there to talk about that, because it does make a difference as well. So very good question, very powerful question as well. So thank you for calling in. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 805. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 805?
805, is that me?
That would be you.
Hi, good night, Miss Blue. It's
Christine. Oh, greetings. Good
night. Yes, really, I had to give a kind of big shout-out to Brother Wayne, because a lot of the information is given. Personally, I think a lot of us young men, if we had it, we could, we could really shape ourselves differently. But what I really am calling to find out is, last time you came to Jamaica, you were in Montego Bay. What I'd like to know is, if you will you be coming to Kingston or the Kingston area or somewhere near there?
No, my brother, I'll be back in Montego Bay.
Oh, it's more convenient there? I can't understand.
Well, it's convenient in the sense that there's a sister there by the name of Aduke who has a resort slash institute called East of Eden, and I work with her because I'm really attempting to get her institute up and full blown as a spiritual center. And so, you know, I go there as well as a very good friend and colleague of mine, Brother Yasir Rahotep. He does the comedic yoga. And matter of fact, he'll be there just before I get there doing a retreat. So that's why I go to Montego Bay.
Okay. All right. No problem. Well, thanks again for the information, because really, really, it's really helpful to be able to can fall back on these things or use these things when you need it. So thanks a lot, sir.
Oh, no question. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Peace, Griffin. Yeah, get yourself down to Montego Bay. You can have a lot of fun there as well. We're going to go to the next caller. We have about 40 minutes left to go in the forum here with Brother Wayne Chandler. Calling in from area code, it looks like 909. You're live in the mix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 909?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I certainly can. Greetings. You have a question for Brother Wayne Chandler?
I sure do. Give thanks. My name is Jeremiah. I'm calling from Southern California. Listening to the show right now. When I tapped in to the show, I did not get Brother Wayne Chandler's number, so I didn't have to exactly right this moment. But if we could recite that one more time before the show is over, I would appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm right up the street from you, man.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, I heard that. It was interesting because I heard my cousin mention about someone else in that area. I was just talking to her this evening, and I wonder if she was talking about you, but she didn't give me the name exactly. So, but let me ask my question. When I came in, you were talking about, and I was that.
You're breaking up very,
very badly. Is it me,
or
is he breaking up?
Yeah.
Yeah, your phone is kind of breaking up a little bit, so we're kind of losing you on the question there. So see if you can try it again, and maybe that'll kind of help us, yes.
Okay, the 7-to-1 breathing, can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Yes.
Okay, great. The 7-to-1 breathing, I was trying to find out, was that ratio related to the retaining breathing or the succession breathing?
The one breath, that's the hold. That's the cessation of the breath. On your inhalation, you're inhaling 7, you know, and this is lower abdominal breathing.
Okay.
So you're breathing from the lower portion of the abdomen. So you're inhaling 7, and then you're going to hold 1, and then you're going to exhale 7 and hold 1. So on the 1, there's the cessation of breath.
Okay.
This is called the master breathing technique.
Oh, it's called the master breathing. Okay. And one other quick question. I did not hear some of the sounds, I guess, my reception is bad, so it was kind of breaking up when you were giving some of the sounds out. Did you go over the breathing or the sound for the liver? Because I know you said, you know, as black individuals, we do have a lot, and I know that I experienced that. So I didn't know if I missed that. I was trying to listen in attentively. And
No, you didn't miss anything, brother. I didn't do the liver sound.
Okay.
No, the liver we didn't do. We went on to the other ones. Yeah, the liver we didn't do. Yeah, we didn't do the liver. as well. Okay. Well, really good. Great to hear you. Great to have you call in. And you can always go back to the show and download. So know that as
right.
well, too.
Right.
So
okay.
know that you can always go back and download.
All
I right. think you deserve a gift. It was a good question. What do you say, Brother Wayne?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Wow.
You know, I'll let's give him the you know, the sounds. You know, send him the DVD that has all the sounds, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay.
Greatly appreciate
so
it. Thank you so much, Sister Blue and Brother Chandler.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Well, yes, just email me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, Blue. Tell us who you are. Tell us you got the sounds, and we'll make sure you get that, okay? Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
All right, peace. We're going to go to the next caller calling in. It looks like area code 505. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Dar. I'm calling from New Mexico, from New Mecca.
Oh, okay. Greetings.
Greetings. How are you? And Brother Wayne, I do have your book, and I've read through it. In fact, I've read through it so much I tore the binding off and had to rebind it. But it's a real interesting book.
That's fantastic, brother. Believe me, that's like music to my ears, man. To hear that, I appreciate it.
Yeah. So yeah. Anyway, really good book, great information. And my question was, it has to do with because I know. I could tell reading that book that you've crossed a lot of different subject matter to get to a lot of your what would you call it, conclusions. So basically, I guess the question is there a one stop possibly book or place where I could access information dealing with the organs and their relationship to color, to sound, to the different planets, to herbs, and that sort of thing. I've seen something like that before. I can't remember where. So hence my question.
Yeah. You would want to go to Montauk Chia.
Montauk Chia.
You know,
how do you spell that?
M-A-N... T-A-K
mm-hmm.
and C-H-I-A.
Montauk-ia.
M-A-N-T-A-K-H-I-A?
No, M-A-N-T-A-K, that's one word, Montauk, and then
uh-huh.
Chia, C-H-I-A.
Okay. Yes, yes.
Okay, like Chia.
Yeah, Montauk-chia. Montauk Chia. And also another place that you can actually go, and Brother Wayne Chandler actually brought this introduction, is the Forgotten Foods. And particularly, and you guys know, the Forgotten Foods have come
right.
on the show many times. If you want to go there and you want to experience some of these herbs, and the brother that's over there and the sister, both of them that run the Forgotten Foods, they know all about the different plants and the organs and everything dealing with all of that. So if you have any concerns, or you're wanting to get more into the Chinese healing, the medicine, understand about the heat, the cool, and the different elements, they will get you abreast on that. So the Forgotten Foods, definitely make sure you hit them up as well. That's another great resource if you want to start getting into some of the herbs.
No question.
Okay, so that's ForgottenFoods.com?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so ForgottenFoods.com.
Yeah, the Forgotten Foods Remembered.
The
Forgotten Foods Remembered. .com. Yeah.
Okay.
Exquisite. They have, you know,
yes.
I mean, yeah.
All right, yeah, because I'm definitely looking for a one-stop way to, you know, to hook all that stuff together. Because normally when I do that sort of work, I don't use herbs and I don't do those things, but I'm finding that the energy patterns on the planet are such that if, you know, if I'm out of sync because of something, then I can do a naturopathic way of doing the same thing, you know, going to a planet, going to a color, going to an herb. So, yeah, so that's the reason for that. So Montauk Chia, is that .com or .org or?
Well, Montauk Chia, you can. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I got a little excited. Go ahead.
No, you can. Basically, you know, what you want to do is if you want to Google Manta, let me see. What you want to do is Google Universal Tao.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, hold on. Let me put that in parentheses. Google.
Google Universal Tao.
Universal Tao.
You're saying and TAO, right?
TAO.
Yeah.
Okay. Universal Tao. Okay, so I can, if I Google Universal Tao, it'll get me to Montauk Chia.
That'll get you to Montauk and some incredible information.
Yeah.
Great.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, that's definitely what I'm looking for. I really appreciate the show tonight.
Okay. Yes, beautiful. Well, thank you for calling in, and let us know how it goes as well, too.
All right.
We're going to continue. 31 minutes left to go in the form, you guys. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 267. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from, 267.
Hey, I know Miss Blue. This is Kevin Lacey.
Okay, greetings to you, Kevin.
How you doing tonight? How you doing, Dr. Chandler?
Doing very well, brother.
That's good. My one question I had that one of the brothers just asked a couple calls ago was he couldn't quite hear the sounds of some of the organs you were expressing. So I do want to know a way to access CDs or whatever material I need so I can, get into that. As a part of my meditation, but the more pressing question I have is regarding children or infants or newborns, and how some of this relates to newborns. More specifically, I guess what I'm really concerned about is, all of the immunizations and inoculations and all these things that they try to give our children, and are there any that you know of that are actually beneficial or that does not impact our organs in a negative manner as an infant?
Hear that part. You said are.
Yes. Are there, when it comes to immunizations and inoculations for newborns, do you know of any? I know there's so much negative information about most of that. So I guess to go the other direction is to ask you: are you familiar with any of those shots that children are given that are beneficial to the child?
No.
I was gonna say. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's my okay. Got
yeah,
you.
And you know, if I could just add this in here, Dr. Phil Valentine talks a lot about this, but even if you just look through history, it shows that a lot of the vaccination process that is there, and now there's many rules and there's many laws to support that you don't necessarily have to have your child immunized.
Yes.
But are some other things that you do need to put into place so you can support that system, so that your child doesn't go out here. We need to look at this holistically to begin to look at that. Is it, I would say no. My answer to that is no. Like, is there anything that can be helpful? Well, on some levels, I guess everything is helpful. You know what I mean? And but if you're trying to look at it holistically, then there are so many different alternatives, which is really more of the natural way of dealing with it. I would definitely encourage you, though, if you want to explore this, Dr. Phil Valentine is actually, that's a big part of what he talks about and his nutrition. Reach out to the Forgotten Foods Remembered, because they deal with a lot of support system, not only for adults, but also things that you can give to your children. So if you're deciding to take some of these, what may be considered alternative to some route, that you can support that system as well, whether you decide to give your child the immunization or not to. so you can have a support system on a holistic level to support that.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, got you, got you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. All right, peace. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code, it looks like, 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 216.
Yeah. Yes. This is Charles from Cleveland, Ohio. And I'm familiar with Wayne. I see him quite a bit. I'm out and been through lectures, and I really didn't have a question, but I did want one of them CDs about the prostate. You know, I'm 65 years old, you know, and I was just interested in rejuvenation, and you know, some of the things he said, I was listening to him. You know, and Miss Blue, and I got to give my regards to you because, you know, I listen to you all the time. And
thank you.
I just was, you know, hoping I'd get one of them CDs. He's awesome. You know.
I knew you was going to say that. I knew you was going to say that, you know, just because you said it so humbly. I'm sure Brother Wayne wouldn't mind. But I want to make sure we're clear on your question, and thank you for that. I really do. I feel your heart on that. So your question for Brother Wayne Chandler is?
yes. You know, it's really because I'm concerned, you know, about black men, you know, because they don't really talk about the issues with much of anyone, and they don't even talk about it to other men. So, and
right.
Sometimes they don't even probably talk about to their loved ones, you know, their significant others or their wives, you know. So, I was just interested more in. You know, something that can help, you know, further along. But, you know, yeah, it's 2012 energy or something.
It's
been a challenge,
Right.
So you're looking for something to help with prostate?
Yes.
There are a lot of things that you can begin to work with. I have a couple, you know, of supplements that I usually deal with, you know, with for you know, some of my students who are older, just to make sure that, you know, they don't fall prey, you know, to prostate issues. One of the things that you can begin doing is just taking a zinc supplement, and if you're not already doing that, you want to look at a company called New Chapter.
New Chapter.
Oh, yeah.
I ran
New
it.
Chapter. Excellent. Yeah.
I ran it at, you know, we got the health store down the street, and I think it was Zyphonol or something. Yeah. Man, we sell a lot of this stuff here. Okay, but it's part of the chapter.
Yeah, you want to deal with that, and then the exercise that I gave, I guess either at the beginning or halfway through the program, dealing with the prostate, it would also be incredibly beneficial for you, because, you know, just supplementation alone, you know, is never going to be enough. So you really want to have some type of a practice, an exercise, a technique that can actually directly engage the prostate to help it, you know, release any toxins that have accumulated in it and just strengthen the gland, you know, as a whole. So I would say, you know, definitely do that as well. And, I mean, you know, hey, man, you're in my backyard, so, you know, you can, you know, call me whenever, you know.
Yeah.
And we can, you know, we can hook up and get together, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what?
And,
excuse me.
That's okay. Go ahead.
It's not like an off-wall question, but can you massage the prostate directly? You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Because like me and they say, oh no, I don't go there. You know, but we know where we go to the anus. You know, so. I ain't shame, man, because it's something you got to deal with. You got to deal with it. You know, give me your take on it. You know.
Well, yeah, I mean, there. You definitely want, you know, if you want to go that route, you can go the route of the technique, you know, that I imparted earlier in the program, or, you know, you can go the route of self-massage. One of the good things about self-massage is that when you put your finger up there, you can remove any kind of fecal material that may have collected in that pocket and take it out, because there's a very thin membrane that separates that part, you know, of the intestine, you know, from right on the other side where the prostate resides, you know. And what happens is that any type of material that just sits there eventually begins, especially for so many people that whose bowels don't really move on a regular basis, you know, that material begins to, like, just move through that very thin membrane and begins to toxify, to poison, you know, the prostate gland. So, you know, if nothing else, you know, to go up and just remove whatever type of fecal material might be there, you know, just to keep that area clean. And then in the process, you know, you can also massage the prostate.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give you a call because I took the number here.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, on the computer savvy, you know, I won't send out emails, you know, stuff.
Right.
Definitely
thank you for calling in, and yes, you'll get a CD. You asked a very important question, so thank you. I'm sure the brothers out there thank you, and the sisters as well, for bringing it up to Brother Wayne Chandler to answer. So he gets a CD. Let's see if Brother Chandler is still with you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so definitely you'll get a CD. Do you know which one, Brother Chandler, or you want?
I'll leave it up to him. You said Charles was your name, so yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So this is what you'll do. Either you can contact Brother Wayne Chandler directly, or you can email me. Email me as well, so I know, you know, just to make sure the information gets passed on. And, you know, we can go from there, just to make sure that you get one of the CDs there that can definitely benefit you as well. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I really appreciate
all right.
it.
Yes,
all right.
And just,
thank
you know, thank you for calling in and posing that question. We have a few more minutes left to go, but I'll say this, Brother Wayne Chandler. I know the prostate has a lot to do with the masculine principle, and even when we look at it, it is about sort of that sexual pleasure and guilt sort of kind of tied up on the metaphysical side. It's a sign of giving up, and it has to do with aging as well too. So the mindset of just really understanding sort of the prostate and what energy lies there is important. So I'm really glad that you were able to address that here, you know, for the brothers or anyone that may be dealing with that as well. So beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we're going to go to the next question calling in. It looks like from area code 419. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Brother Victor Sutterwell Perry. I'm from Toledo, Ohio. And I wanted to ask Wayne Chandler, I'm one of those kind of brothers, like if you in the forest or somewhere, you don't have access to a CD or any place where you can get herbs, anything, you have to just rely on the basics. And the basics, from what I understand, is just your breathing and your sounds. And one technique that you mentioned was, that I heard was, I wanted to make sure I got this right, that you, as far as kidney cleanse breath, where you breathe in to a count of seven, and then you breathe out at a count of one. Am I correct in that?
No, you breathe in to a count of seven, you hold the breath for a count of one, and then you exhale for a count of seven.
Okay. And then do you hold out for one? Lower abdominal breathing. Oh, okay. Do you hold out for one? You breathe in to a count of seven, hold for one.
Hold for one, and then exhale, breathe out for a count of seven, and then hold one.
Okay, okay. And I'm looking forward to you getting something together again down in Cleveland, Ohio, and I would definitely be there the next time you do something like that.
Well, don't hold your breath.
Okay. Because I know it's very challenging. I heard it's very demanding in some of your courses. But, you know. Well, thank you.
Okay, brother. Take care.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling in. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 416. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Michelle. Calling
greetings,
from
Michelle.
I listen to your show a lot. It's a very, very, very good show. And,
thank you.
I've heard Wayne Chandler once before, and I like what I'm hearing. My question is, how would I be able to get in contact with Wayne Chandler, and how would I get in contact with you for your readings?
Okay, all right. I'll let Brother Wayne Chandler go first.
For me, my telephone number is 216-491-4708. And another way would be my email address, which is Phoenix, PHOENIX, the number 9, Rising, RISING, at hotmail.com.
And Ms. Blue?
Yes. And you can email me by just sending me an email at question, QUESTION, and then the number 4, not the word 4, the number 4, blue at gmail.com. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. And also, we'll give you one. I think this is our last CD to give away. We'll give you that today. How about that? We have 13 minutes left to go. So
that would be great. Thank you.
Okay.
How would I get it? Do I leave my...
You're going to email me at question for blue, and then we'll pass your information on to Brother Wayne Chandler, and he will give you one of those CDs.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Yes, thanks for calling in. Peace and blessings. All right, 13 minutes left to go in the form. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 757. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, greetings.
Oh, wow. Hi, my name is Daniel. I'm calling from Virginia Beach.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi, how you doing? I have a random question. What exactly does blue balls mean when a male gets blue balls? Yeah, I'm serious too.
Daniel, did you put that question in the chat room too?
I did.
That was you. Okay. Oh, Daniel, why would you call in and ask about blue balls? And I'm blue? No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
I just have to know.
Yeah, basically what blue balls, what that means, what that term means is that when you have a large amount of seminal fluid, you know, that builds in the seminal vesicles, you know, in the sexual organs, that isn't moving, that's not, you know, through excitement, you know, it's not moving, and you're under sexual duress through excitement for whatever reason, you know, hopefully it's because, you know, you're with a young lady that has, you know, really piqued your interest, and you know, your hormones are reaching maximum levels, getting you to want to release yourself, and she may be saying, well, you know, I'm not feeling that on this date, you know, because this is our first date or whatever. Okay. So then what happens is that because we don't know how to channel and move that energy from that level, you know, of the body upwards, it has a tendency to sit there and begin to create anywhere between a minimum to a somewhat pestering of effect of congestion, you know. So it becomes uncomfortable. It begins to ache. Mm-hmm. And it's the achiness that creates that expression of blue balls, you know. So, but basically what it is that area becomes overstimulated, the energy becomes congested, it's not moving, and because we don't know how to move it, it sits there and creates discomfort.
Okay. So when that happens, you're supposed to know what to do with it and not, okay. Understood.
Yeah.
And also, sometimes when I move my ears, I get this weird release of energy from, like, my brain down to my spine. And sometimes it's so strong, it goes down to my feet, and I don't know if that's your area of expertise, but I don't know what that was.
Well, this is, you know, it's not my area of expertise per se, but this... This is what I would say to that. Now, the ears correspond to the kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
And the kidneys have meridians that connect to two small glands in the brain called the amygdala glands. Now, those glands connect directly to the Ajna chakra or the pituitary. You know, and so there's always this dialogue that goes on between the Ajna and the pituitary. So when you wiggle, you know, your ears, you activate the meridians that connect to the kidney, which in some way shoots a signal, you know, to the Ajna through the via the amygdala, which gives you, you know, that energetic response in your body.
Hmm. Okay, that's very interesting.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, that's how I would interpret it. That doesn't mean that that's what's really happening, you know.
Okay. Well, I just need those answers, you know. I'm done here. Thank you very much. Thank you, Ms. Blue.
Beautiful.
Thank you for
question. Thank you. You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. All right. Peace and blessings. Gotta love the brothers. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 219. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Jason and Gary. How are you both today?
Doing very
wonderful.
Well, Jason.
I've got a question. There are times when I get spiritually excited. Most recently, there was an elder that was giving me some words of life. And I found just below my belly button, I felt like this quickening sensation. I've also found it when I was involved in different ritual work. And I recognized that there was this energy building up, but I didn't know what to do with it. What can one do when they're aware of energy, like just below your belly button? What can one do with it?
Well, the first thing you want to do is you want to learn how to really, you know, the energy obviously is being stored there, but you want to be able to store that energy with intention, you know, which means there's a sequence of movements that you can do, and especially, well, being a man, you want to go, like clockwise. You want to rub that area clockwise, starting right below the navel, and you want to go clockwise 36 times. And you want the motions of the hand, the circles that you're making, to become larger and larger, because that's going to create, you know, a much greater, I guess you could say, orifice, energetic orifice in that area of your body to hold, you know, a greater volume of this energy as you begin to build and collect it. So you want to just basically, like, go 36 times clockwise and expand with each circular motion. When you get to 36, you want to stop, rub the palms of the hands together, and then you want to go in the opposite direction, 24. And this direction, you go from large to small, and that condenses and concentrates that energy. Now you're applying a degree of intention, you know, to the collecting and the building of this energy in your body. Now, in terms of, like, using this energy, you know, those are, like, techniques and practices, you know, you'd have to be shown. It's nothing I can really do to tell you how to do that over a phone.
Okay, I get that. The second question is, what I've figured out to do is sit comfortably and breathe as deeply and as slowly as I can. Lots of times I'll start at a 4 count and then add to a 6, to an 8. The deepest I've been able to do it is a 14 count. If I do that long enough, it gets to the point where I'm not controlling it, and it's breathing at that level. Is there an understanding that goes along with that?
Is there a what that goes along with that?
An understanding.
Understanding?
Like,
okay.
It's not like when I'm just sitting there trying to meditate, my 15 minutes is up, and I can get up and go do what I was normally doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're saying basically that, you know, your body, you go on automatic pilot.
Yeah, right. At a much deeper level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You know, so what you want to do now is you want to keep going to even deeper levels. So when you do that particular breathing sequence, now you want to connect your tongue. So you want to take the tip of your tongue and place it on the roof of the mouth, along that ridge on the roof of the mouth. And that's going to deepen even more so the experience and take you into an even greater, more profound place.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That answers my question.
Thank you for talking. All right, well, thank you for calling in. Wow, funny how time flies when we're having fun. We have about 3 minutes left to go here, speaking with Brother Wayne Chandler. First, I want to say it's always an honor to have you on the platform and to have you to come by and share it, and you're welcome to do that anytime you would like. And for those of you listening who want to go on some of these amazing retreats and just find out everything that you can do to begin to cause your transformation and get into your alchemy work, work on so many different levels, working with your physical body, of course, and understanding those things inside and out. You can contact Brother Wayne Chandler by giving him a call at area code 216-491-4708. Is that correct?
Yep, that's it.
You can contact him there, or you can also email him, which you can definitely go back and download the show as well, too. It is a retreat coming up in Jamaica, and I know some of you have expressed that you want to do that. So you want to reach out to Brother Wayne Chandler now, because that's in February, which is just coming up here. It's a great time to go do it. Many have come back and talked about the amazing experiences that they've had. And also, you want to also reach out to Brother Wayne Chandler so you can get some of these DVDs and begin to do this work at home until you actually can go to a workshop, or you can be able to, you know, maybe take one of these retreats and work on it even further. So I'm going to leave the last 2 minutes for you to close us out just with some thoughts from you. I've loved the show tonight. Love your energy. Always have. I'm not going to bring up that question that everybody asked. We'll do that another time. But we'll let you close it out.
What question is that? Oh, that question.
Yeah, that question.
No, we won't.
But
we
I'll
won't.
Let you close this out. Yeah, we won't go.
We
don't
won't bring up that question.
Good. Yeah, we know. So, just some lasting words for us. Yeah, that other question, too. I see you, Igor, in the chat room. We're not going to ask that tonight. You guys email Brother Wayne Chandler, and you can get all that information from him.
Tell him to come to Jamaica, and I'll tell him, you know.
Ooh, that sounds good. It sounds like a road trip, huh, lady? Maybe we need to all go. Okay, 49 seconds, Brother Wayne, check at the Chandler. Let me let you close us out tonight.
What I would say is that, you know, too many of us are like living in survival mode because, you know, we don't know how to create the realities, you know, which really serve and nourish us. I'd say that living in survival mode for us, you know, especially creates a sense of constant desperation. Desperation creates fear, impacts kidneys, adrenals. One decision made out of desperation will more times than not lead to like an even graver or, you know, even more desperate condition. So I'd want to leave us with this particular statement or quote, is that a problem